time is 7 after the hour. We find ourselves with another Monday, and it's the last Monday of April, the 29th it is, as the weekend has brought us some interesting and maybe more important things. Well, not more important, but certainly in terms of international stability. There is evidence that sarin gas has been used in Syria, so that's got everybody all whooped up. The militarists want us to get involved, us being the United States. What say you on that issue? 888-302-3684. As a matter of fact, Ken Kessler, who's monitoring our Facebook and Twitter accounts, might ask directly, do we send troops? Do we get involved in Syria? Is that something? If you look at some of the trending items in some of the social network sites, that's pretty strong up there, Kenny, yeah?
Yeah, it's all over the place. It was a big weekend for that. There's nothing on our Facebook page about it yet, but I'm putting that up there, and I'll put it up on Twitter and encourage everybody to weigh in on it or give us a call.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com as we go through some of the issues from the point of view of the Sunday morning television talk programs, the interview programs, the military options. Do we get involved? Airstrikes, that sort of thing. A lot of fighting near Damascus. The chemical weapons program that Syria has, that's where most of the focus has been. And so there is pressure mounting on President Obama to do more to help the rebels. Well, we're going to get into something else again. It's our business. It's our job to do this. We certainly don't want what's going on in Syria to happen, but why is congressional pressure being pushed? Well, we know why that's happening, because there are some people who just want to be involved because they think that's our job, is it? Here's Senator McCain, who was on the Meet the Press program yesterday with his thoughts about the weapons being used by Assad, who's still there. He's killed, what, 100,000, 200,000 of his own people. So is it time for us to do something about it?
As you know, the White House said this week, after this intelligence estimate came out about the use of chemical weapons, that the case that Syria actually did that is not airtight. What do you say?
Well, it may not be airtight. The Israelis and the British are far more affirmative in their assessment of it. But, David, we should not be, our actions should not be dictated on by whether Bashar Assad used these chemical weapons or not. First of all, sooner or later, he most likely would in order to maintain his hold on power. But what has happened here is the president drew red lines about chemical weapons, thereby giving a green light to Bashar Assad to do anything short of that, including Scud missiles and helicopter gunships and air strikes and mass executions and atrocities that are on a scale that we have not seen in a long, long time.
So the president says this is a red line, if confirmed, and he said back in August, it would change my calculus, it would change my equation, rather. What would you have him do at this point?
Well, for about 2 years, as this situation has deteriorated in a very alarming fashion, affected the surrounding countries, destabilized Lebanon, destabilized Jordan, and has had implications and repercussions throughout the region, we have said that they need a no-fly zone, which could be obtained without using U.S. manned aircraft. We could use Patriot missiles, Patriot batteries, and cruise missiles to take out their air and to supply the resistance with weapons. And as you know, a flood of weapons is coming in from Russia and Iran. Iranians are on the ground in Syria, and it's an unfair fight. And unless we change this balance of power by not using incrementalism, then there's every risk of a stalemate that could go on for months and months while the jihadists flood in, while the sorting out the situation after he leaves becomes more and more complicated. And there's also the possibility that he could enact a plan B, which is to withdraw to the coast in the Alawite areas with an enclave that stretches from the Golan Heights all throughout along the coast, and could be another long period of conflict.
So the situation in Syria seems to be because some politicians and news media have decided it was time to get involved. It seems to be falling apart, but it's been falling apart for a long time. Gunmen surrounded Libya's foreign ministry yesterday, calling for a ban on officials who worked for the people over there who were connected to Gaddafi. So it isn't just in Syria, but it's in Lebanon as well. And Libya, I'm sorry, I didn't mean Lebanon, I meant Libya. Armed groups all over the place. The Middle East is very upset, or an upsetting situation exists there. So do we put boots on the ground in the Middle East? Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talking to Senator Claire McCaskill and Senator Saxby Chambliss about whether we need to send soldiers into this area.
Do either of you at this point think there's a chance that we would have to put U.S. troops in there, or that we would want to?
Well, I don't think you want to ever rule it out, because I think this thing has really deteriorated and it's not really at a tipping point. So I don't think you ever want to say absolutely not. Obviously, we don't want to do that unless it's absolutely necessary.
I would go even beyond that. I would say no. I think we can take affirmative action. Lindsay referred to cruise missiles. We've got F-22s and B-2s that can take out anti-aircraft missiles that they have, and they are very sophisticated. If we did that, then it's still not up to the United States to engage in this from a military conflict standpoint. We don't need to put boots on the ground, but we need to enable their neighbors, the neighbors of Syria, to bring some sort of peaceful resolution to this. We can do it through a no-fly zone. I had a good conversation with King Abdullah just this week about that. Don't think we're at that point right now, but we're close. But the fact is, for America to sit on the sidelines and do nothing is a huge mistake, because the world is watching.
And of course, if we do, if we take the bomber action, then that may lead to something else. And that's really what I'm referring to in terms of, you don't ever want to say absolutely never any boots on the ground, because, you know, Iran is busy here. Iran is very busy here, and so is Hezbollah. So it's just one of those things that we do need to be very cautious.
888-302-3684. What do you think? We'll take some callers on this after we spend a few more minutes listening to some of the radio conversations over the last 24 to 48 hours on the status of things in Syria. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program on Monday morning.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay.
Growth. Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angel.
angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Not much gossip involved in all of this. It's pretty much straightforward material. Host Brian Suits with some of the justification that seems to be coming from the White House for some sort of involvement in Syria.
The justification for intervention in Syria continues, and on federally funded National Public Radio, there was an American academic of Middle Eastern extraction who was giving an impassioned case for intervening in Syria. And it was all very naive. He was talking about the ease with which we could set up safe zones and things like that, humanitarian safe zones within Syria, as if no one in Syria is going to be shooting at us. And that not just the UN, not even NATO, but the United States should be doing this with American flags in our uniforms. Here is Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. Keep in mind, when he speaks, it is policy. What he says is the stance of the administration.
This morning, the White House delivered a letter to several members of Congress on the topic of chemical weapons use in Syria. The letter, which we made available to you here shortly, as soon as George gets it, we'll get it to you, states that the U.S. intelligence community assesses with some degree of varying confidence that the Syrian regime has used chemical weapons on a small scale in Syria, specifically the chemical agent sarin. As I've said, the intelligence community has been assessing information for some time on this issue, and the decision to reach this conclusion was made within the past 24 hours. And I've been in contact with senior officials in Washington today, and most recently the last couple of hours, on this issue. We cannot confirm the origin of these weapons, but we do believe that any use of chemical weapons in Syria would very likely have been originated with the Assad regime.
Well, he goes on. According to preliminary tests, and there's not many things that mimic nerve gas. However, this does not a genocide make, right? The deal is the Assad regime initially several months ago consolidated all their chemical weapons in a single ammo dump. And that was thought to be foolish because then the rebels might overrun it. And, of course, the rebels are now, at this point, dominated by Muslim fundamentalists, by jihadists. And there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever because they were trying to go for that in Libya. They were trying specifically to go for chemical weapons in Libya. And so it's just a foregone conclusion that, of course, they would do that in Syria, in a land absolutely devoid of order. If they can get away with 10 or 15 or 20 howitzer shells, 122-millimeter howitzer shells, that is a payday. That's a gold mine for a terrorist group. And the Assad regime, it appears, has authorized lower commanders, artillery commanders, to use those weapons at their discretion. What I would say is it's pretty clear that there is not a regime-wide memo to the entire army. Hey, guys, weapons tight on the chem weapons. Don't.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now 23 after the hour, pursuing Syria and the discussions that have taken place over the last 48 hours or since we last had a conversation together, which was on Friday. So, well, over the weekend, there were some developments, and I find it interesting the news media just now grappling with this. So, therefore, of course, everybody's running, let's talk about this, because it's the most important thing around today, so say we. So what do you say? 888-302-3684. Take some calls on whether or not we ought to be involved in Syria after we listen to host Dave Ramos. Is it Ramos? Yeah, it's Ramos. He talks to one of his callers about the U.S. being the policeman of the world.
George and Chardon, you're on the radio.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? I had a comment about the situation in Syria with the gas and everything. You know, I'm getting so tired of the United States being the police force of the world. Every time we turn around, something that happens in one of these third world countries or whatever, all of a sudden, you know, somebody comes up with some trumped up charges like this gas thing. It happened back with Iraq. Now Iran with and Korea with the nuclear weapons. But it just seems like we have to stick our nose into everything around the world that happens in the name of democracy and freedom.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that's a crock.
Because some Syrian has tested positive for a blood sarin, and now immediately John Kerry is, well, they've got sarin, and, you know, we've got to get involved, and there's something has to be done here, and this regime has to be stopped. Because, anyways, Kerry's in the pocket, and so is Obama, and so is even down to the folks in the Pentagon now at this point, and the Joint Chiefs. They're in the back pockets of these so-called rebels in Syria. You know who the rebels are? The rebels are Al-Qaeda. Ooh. Ooh, it's Al-Qaeda, who we're supposed to be fighting. Hello, you're on the radio.
Yeah, speaking of Syria, you know, it is a travesty because those are Sunni jihadists that we're helping. You know,
The Al-Qaeda, Sunni,
yeah.
And Sunni is the same sect of Islam that the Saudi royal family celebrate. It's all interconnected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all interconnected, and it's connected also with Goldman Sachs.
I don't doubt it. It's probably connected with Carlyle Group somehow, too.
Yeah, it's a travesty, but, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's like, it seems like a large portion of the public knows this. Like, it's you had to get me to call, you really had to push it, you know, because I've been upset about Syria for months, but I just don't call anymore because I figure, what's the point?
And by saying upset about it, are you upset that we're even considering getting involved? I mean, I'm upset that people are dying, okay? Humans shouldn't die.
But you know what we're doing? We're funding these Al-Qaeda already. We're giving them food. We're giving them medicine. We're helping them.
What do you think happened in Libya? What do you think has happened in Egypt? We funded Al-Qaeda in both places.
We funded Al-Qaeda and helped them.
In Libya, we went and fought with Al-Qaeda.
Humans shouldn't die. Kenny, write that down, will you? That may be one of the quotes of the day. Human beings shouldn't die. Yeah, I'm for that as long as I'm included in that list, right? You too? Humans
absolutely
shouldn't die. It's part of the dumbing down of America. You listen to some of the folks who call, and I'm not discouraging you from calling, but as I listen to some folks who have participatory knowledge that is just enough to make them dangerous, it becomes almost comical to listen to some of this, sort of like caricatures of themselves. Anyway, I find the lack of knowledge or the inference. I don't claim to be an expert on everything, but I love how there's conviction, at least in the voice of people who are calling, and that's what's swell about all this. So if you have conviction, strong feelings, you want to be heard, this is the place to be heard. It's a Twitter at Good Day Show, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show. The question is, do we get involved? We mind our own business, or what do we do here? 888-302-3684. Your call's up next here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Monday program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Clark. A Pew poll just found that, for the first time ever, a majority of Americans favor marijuana legalization. With Colorado and Washington State now legalizing it, is America going to pot?
Yes, generationally it's changing. People are waking up and saying, wait a minute, you know, half the people in our federal prisons are there for nonviolent drug offenses. We're spending billions of dollars ruining people's lives because they did exactly what our previous two presidents, as Rand Paul once pointed out, have done, which is smoke a little pot at some point.
I agree. The devil's in the details. This just marches forward in relatively short order within, say, 3 to 5 years. Most people are going to look back and go, wow, why was that such a big deal? But I would hate to be the people at the federal level who have to figure out how to enforce this. I would hate to be the state trooper on a Virginia highway who pulls somebody over because they're driving erratically. What are the systems and the processes going to be?
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom. mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Stephen, good day program. Monday, the 29th of April. The White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. The stars were out brightly for that. President Obama, Conan O'Brien, and the jokes and that sort of thing that is part of this. I used to go to these all the time. They were a lot of fun. So that's something that people are talking about this morning. On the lighter side, on the heavier side, Syrian Prime Minister surviving a bomb attack that targeted his convoy in central Damascus earlier today. Syrian state media say that the terrorist explosion was an attempt to target the convoy of the Prime Minister. Reported earlier that a terrorist explosion had taken place in one of these districts, and you look at some of the pictures that have been uploaded, the smoke rising. But this is the sort of thing now, because of the state of the news media and also the state of technology, these things become part of the conversation almost instantly as they happen. And so the Boston bombing and this sort of thing, it all is part of what we find ourselves, we're exposed to mayhem every day. So it becomes part of the conversation, almost part of the landscape. 888-302-3684, Paul, listening in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind, Paul?
I just want to say that I think one of the biggest problems facing our country today is the fact that there are no real constitutional checks and balances on foreign policy. It seems that each individual administration at the time decides what it wants to do and how. And basically, we should be minding our own business. This WMD situation has been put before us before, and I think it's a worn-out, illegitimate argument. We need to take care of our business here at home and leave those people to themselves.
888-302-3684. Pretty short and to the point. Let's see if Lydia in Texas can do as well as Paul did as far as getting to the point is concerned. Yes, ma'am.
I disagree with John McCain. I believe that we've been in this country often. We've tried to help, and we've always gotten a really bad rap. It's time the French, the Germans, and our allies step in. If they want to do something, they should. We don't need to be there. We went into Iraq for what we thought was a good thing, and we got a terrible rap. The people never did appreciate this, so I believe we need to stay out of this country, let them either resolve their issues themselves or have the allies go in and help them.
888-302-3684, and you get up and read the Wall Street Journal this morning, or you look at USA Today, or your local newspaper, this is probably going to be something that will be on the front page. ABC News, NBC News, Fox News, CNN, they're all headlining with the status of things in Syria this morning. Here's Leonard in Michigan with the UN as a focus.
With this prospectiveness of their saying that they're using gas and chemicals there, why is the United Nations not stepping in on it and, you know, taking the lead against these foreign governments and politicians that are doing the different things? I mean, that's why they made the United Nations and the world courts. I just can't understand why the United States administration and executive branches want to take the lead on it.
888-302-3684, because it's good for the munitions business, the military-industrial complex, sir. That's why they want to involve themselves, because it's good for business. Marie in Minnesota, what do you think?
It just seems like we always have to have a reason to go into these other countries, and right now we can't afford another war. They're just, it's not even possible. So for them to entertain any of these ideas is ridiculous. And the biggest thing we can do right now is try diplomacy, whatever we need to do, but no more engagement with war. It's just getting ridiculous.
888-302-3684. The attack was an upscale attack, by the way, in a heavily guarded district of Damascus, Syria, the latest in a series of assaults against high government officials. I was talking about the prime minister escaping an assassination bid. Danny, in West Virginia, let's have you finish this off, okay?
Here we go again. They are quoting foreign sources, Israel, England, France, etc. Dianne Feinstein, all claiming that there's an absolute evidence that, of a chemical attack. Believe me, if there had been a chemical attack, there would be plenty of evidence around. There'd be bodies, there'd be chemical samples, etc. This is garbage, just like before the Iraq war. They're worried about the bodies, there'd be chemical samples, etc. This is garbage, just like before the Iraq war. They're worried about the budgets for the military. Lindsey Graham and John McCain are salesmen for the military. And if we fall for this again, we're a bunch of morons. So everybody, call Lindsey Graham's office, call John McCain's office, and tell them we're not falling for it.
That's pretty short and to the point, right? 888-302-3684. All right, so, Kenny, is there any, we posted this about a half hour ago, anything happening on our side of the Facebook site, just in case, before
I
leave?
A couple comments.
Yeah.
Rob says that absolutely not, we shouldn't get involved in Syria, we need to stop nation building.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyle says, it's time to realize that the region has been fighting for over 2,000 years. Support Israel.
Yep. It is. This is the birthplace of most of the modern major religions, and they all fight with themselves. They're all Semitic. You look at them, you can't tell the difference one from the other, and they've been fighting about the same things on and on and on it goes. And as I said, the only reason, and the last caller sort of alluded to it, it's kind of discouraging. I've never thought Lindsey Graham was a great brain trust. I think McCain has had his better days. But it is this, the business of shilling for the military-industrial complex is becoming pretty transparent. 888-302-3684. Okay, thank you for your involvement in that, mentally and emotionally. In a moment, we go back to what last week's big issue was, the FAA and the sequester, how it affected travel, how easily it was fixed, because people now are seeing. This has been a great eye-opener. Obama looked foolish. and so did most of the other people who say, well, we have to cut here and cut there, when they found millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, in fact, to fix the problems of sequester at the FAA and other areas where services have been cut back because supposedly there was no money. Now you get the picture of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, over-budgeting, all of that sort of thing. You realize how you're getting in the neck from these people, and so maybe this will undo some of the support for those who would have the desire to tax you more. So into that discussion with your calls at 888-302-3684, coming right up here on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion!
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, our focus now turns to the FAA. The Federal Aviation Administration said that the U.S. air traffic system will resume normal operations by tonight after lawmakers rushed the bill through over the weekend to make sure that the agency withdrew the furloughs of the air traffic controllers that screwed everything up for about a week. I think it was a week ago Saturday when things got pretty messy. And so it started to come back to normal over the weekend, but by the end of today, the situation would be reversed. The FAA, just sort of give you the money side of this, said they had no choice But to cut $637 million out of the budget, it was their share of the $85 billion in automatic government-wide spending cuts. Flight delays piled up. And then somebody said, well, wait a minute, we've got this couple $250 million over here that we're not using for anything. There's another $85 billion over there we're not using. It just shows you what a joke all of this is. Here's Chris Wallace talking to political analyst Britt Hume about the quick action on the part of Congress here.
Let's talk about the Congress, which can't do anything, in about 24 hours passed a Band-Aid that gives the FAA more flexibility, so as a result they don't have to furlough the flight controllers, so as a result people are not going to have those huge delays. And there's a lot of questions here. Did the president cave because he wanted to have the whole sequester done away with? Did he cave in allowing this, and he's going to sign, apparently after this typo was fixed, the change in the FAA so they don't have to furlough the flight controllers? Why is it that there are all these impact of the furlough, but it just the only time they act is when it falls on middle-class businessmen traveling around the country?
Well, it fell on everybody else who travels by air now, too. I mean, you get on any airplane now, everybody on that plane is not a middle-class businessman or businesswoman. It's all kinds of people. This president's behavior and this administration's behavior in dealing with this sequester is the strangest behavior by a president and administration that I can remember. Any normal president, it seems to me, any previous president I can think of, once the sequester was put into effect and there was no getting rid of it, would have done everything possible in every agency to use the maximum flexibility to try to make the burden of this fall as gently as possible on the public. This administration, by all accounts, in instance after instance, has done just the opposite. It is about as cynical as it gets. And the reason I think the president is going to go ahead and sign this measure is that he was likely to be overridden if he didn't. So, you know, I think this is, and I think the public did not fall for this. They didn't buy the White House tour business, and they didn't buy this FAA business. And that's why you had a lot of Democrats up there who were eager to see this undone.
Yeah. Bad management isn't even the way, you can't even characterize this as bad management. It was, I'm not a big fan of Britt Hume's, but the word he used, the sinister side of this, it just really reeked of these people telling you to stick it up your you-know-what. Rob in New York, disappointed with the Republicans and the president here.
The president asked for the sequester. He got the sequester, and the sequester, as a result, was then used to strangle our airlines business and show that the Republicans were doing something wrong when the president had asked for it. And then a couple of our Republicans had went along with him on it, and it's hurting us. And the Republicans are not standing up for what they really believed in. I'm ashamed of John McCain and the Republicans and what they're doing and our president. I was so happy to see that he was elected in my lifetime to the presidency of the United States, but not since he's there.
888-302-3684. Ryan in Pennsylvania thinks the whole thing is disgusting.
I think that passing the bill for the FAA thing is actually utterly disgusting when you think about the fact that the Head Start kids are getting cut, you know, low-income families are getting cut, cancer patients, Meals on Wheels. I think that it's about time in this country the Democrats stand up for something, because as you see, what ends up happening is they all agree to the sequester, which is supposed to be cuts all the way around, and then come a couple months later, the Republicans end up getting exactly what they want. They restore the things that they want. And I understand the Democrats do it because someone has to be the grown-up, keep the economy running. But at this point, it's been going on for so many years that the Republicans end up getting what they want. And at this point, the Democrats have to stand for something. And I think that they shouldn't have done this. They do it all the time.
All right, Bruce in Illinois, listening to WJOL.
It just amazes me that these people, you know, the president can walk in with the suggestion, and granted, everybody voted for the sequestration. The people know. know it's coming, and they cannot deal with it in a business-like adult manner. It just, I mean, sitting here and paying taxes, it just makes you wonder, you know, who's running this thing. It's just, it's really horrendous the way these people act and the way the things they do.
Who's running? That's actually kind of amusing. Who is running this place anyway? Who seems to be in charge? The kiddies. It's kitty time at the White House. Remember when Bill Clinton was in, all the kids that pretty much did everything, they were all in their 20s?
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702, or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Hi to our friends in El Paso on KTSM. Albuquerque, hello. Harrisburg, hello. York, Pennsylvania, hello. Happy to have you on. And Selma as well, as we continue to close in on some of the issues, the conversation. Let's take a couple more calls on the FAA and the sequester. I just want people to get this out of their system, and then we'll spend speaking getting things out of your system. The hoopla about the internet sales tax bill. First, though, Mark in California, back on the sequester, says if cuts were going to be restored, the FAA wasn't the place to get started.
I just thought it's completely not right for them to restore the cuts for air traffic controllers and some of the military. But not restore the cuts for the people, the majority of the people that really need it. People like cancer patients, people going to Head Start, people getting food stamps. It's the Republicans seem to have won because President Obama has caved in again. And it's just not right that we have to feel the pain, but the rich people don't again.
Pain and gain. Without pain, there is no gain, right? By the way, I saw that movie over the weekend, and I walked out. It was awful. Awful. Worse than awful. Terrible. Mark Wahlberg and The Rock ought to be ashamed of themselves. And so the guy who played Monk on TV was just awful. Ugh, what a piece of garbage. Meanwhile, Bob in Indiana says taxpayers ought to have to pay for air traffic controllers. Huh, this is interesting. Go ahead, sir.
I was just calling because
I don't think that the U.S. taxpayer should have to pay for air traffic controllers in the first place. If you don't fly, then, I mean, the people that fly need to pay maybe a surcharge on their tickets, but the airlines who are making the money anyway should be footing most of the bill for this whole you know, thing, because I just can't understand why that we take this out of our general budget for the United States.
You're obviously a genius, sir. I don't know why you don't run for office.
Well,
oh my God, where do these people come from? Ay. The airlines, if you notice, there's about a bankruptcy a year in the airline business, so they're not the ones making all the money here. All right, let's, speaking of making all the money, the internet sales tax discussion has continued over the weekend, whether to tax or not to tax things that are sold on the internet. Here's host Esme Murphy talking to Roberta Bonoff, who runs a children's store in Minnesota and thinks this is a good idea.
Can you explain kind of your side of things?
You know, I actually have been working on this for like over 2 years. We thought we were going to get it passed last year, and it failed at the very end. And you know what? That is exactly what we want to do. We just want to create a level playing field. And as you said, you know, we sell both in our bricks and mortar store and online, but we pay taxes. And the world has changed. You know, I always say 15 years ago when I started running this company, if you'd ever told me I'd run an online company or an internet, I would have said, are you kidding? So, you know, in the last 15 years, online has just grown and blossomed. You know, online is expected to reach $250 billion in revenue by 2014, up from $155 billion in 2009. And it's a huge way that people are doing business. And a sale is a sale. Whether it happens online or in a store, if it should be taxed, it should be taxed.
Okay. So this would, in other words, create taxes for the sales that you make online.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Tell us what's happening in your store. I mean, in terms of people coming in, and I believe it's called showrooming.
Yep, there is something called showrooming, and I've said this before, and I need to say it again. You know, I think we have to look back at the huge economic downturn that we've all been reeling with the last few years. The consumer is trying to maximize every penny, and I'm right in there with them, and we're trying, you know, they're trying to make the best purchase they can. But when it comes to a large ticket, say we just opened CK Baby Shop, and you're coming to buy a crib or a stroller, and it's a really large purchase, you're going to examine, you're going to want the right thing for your baby, but you might then, after you come into our store, we spend time with you, we explain the product, the benefits, what it's going to do. You might go home, go online, do some comparative shopping, and buy it online because you don't have to pay taxes for it. I have a human being who I have to pay a salary for. I have a bricks and mortar store that I operate. And
all right.
You know,
I think we get it. All right, ma'am. Thank you. All right. If you understand it, great. If you don't.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.